Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone. And, oh, I've got so much to talk about. I'm always just ready to run my mouth, as we all know that by now. But anyway, this is so exciting because we are only a few hours away from the 91st Annual Academy Awards Show that takes place in Los Angeles at the beautiful Dolby Theater. We were just in Los Angeles a few days ago. We passed by the Dolby, and it's like, okay, they were getting all ready. And yeah, it was all, the buzz is just all over the place. Well, listen, since this is awards season, Oscar season at best, this is our official Academy Awards show. Yes, it is. We have two guests who are up to their hairlines. Yeah, they're way up there in Academy Award knowledge, information, and gifts. Yes, G-I-F-T-S, gifts. Who doesn't love a gift? And especially when it's a really cool, expensive gift. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Well, our first guest will give us a sneak peek into his annual Everyone Wins nominee gift bags. Yes, we're talking about Lash Berry himself, who is the Hollywood gift guru, the official Hollywood gift guru. I think Lash is so cool. They need to just give him a star on the Walk of Fame. I think we should draw up a petition. Don't you guys think so? We should do that for Lash. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. And let me tell you why. Because his company, Distinctive Assets, every year they have the most fabulous gift bags ever created on the planet that I've ever heard of. Yeah, he and his staff, they really do it up. I call it gift bags with swag. Yeah, they're that good. And let me just tell you why. The Everyone Wins nominee gift bags have been independently produced by his company, Lash's company, Distinctive Assets, for nearly two decades. And for 2019 Oscars, they will be delivered to the nominees for Best Actor, Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Actress, and the Best Director categories. All of them will get the Everyone Wins nominee gift bags. And you know what's even more unique? These gift bags, the gifts are not handed out at the ceremony, nor are they given out at the hotel suite. But no. Lash and his staff, they are so a cut above. They conveniently deliver the nominees these gift items in the same week of the Oscars. So last week, everybody's probably got their gift bags, and it's conveniently, I mean, they don't have to leave the house. Their assistants don't have to do anything. Lash and his staff have thought of everything. So the big question is, what is in the gift bag? Well, let me give you just a little bit of a clue, but Lash is going to tell us exactly what's in them. But these Everyone Wins gift bags they're just a fabulous blend of fun items, some quirky, useful, fabulous, indulgent items. Some items that are given will be helpful to the celebrities' favorite charities or cause. I mean, these people have money to get pretty much anything in the world that they want. So Lash has to come up each year. He and his staff, they come up with some real doozies, and they do a fantastic job of it. So I cannot wait to hear what they've come up with for 2019. And I will tell you a little bit more about his company, Distinctive Assets. It's a niche marketing company, and they feature celebrity business development and branding opportunities within the entertainment industry and for some people who are not in entertainment. And they have done some really unique gift bags some of the best and top events in entertainment, such as the Grammy Awards, the Latin Grammy Awards, gift bags for the Tonys, the American Music Awards, the Kids' Choice Awards. I didn't know about that one. I bet that was a really fun. They've done gift bags for the BET Awards, the CMA Awards, the Academy of Country Music Awards, the ACM Awards, and of course, the Oscars. That's why we are here now. So I have been yakety-yakking enough, like I always do. So we have Lash Ferry on board, and we're going to get more information as to exactly what is in this year's 2019 Everyone Wins nominee gift bags. Oh, my goodness. If I was only a nominee, just think what I could possibly get. But anyway, let's find out exactly. We have him. Yeah, we have Lash on board. So let's find out what's in those gift bags for 2019. Let's bring him on.
Okay, here we go. Okay, everyone, it is Academy Award season. We're only a few hours, maybe a couple of days and some change, away from Hollywood's biggest night, the Academy Awards. And I am so excited because we have a guest here that I have wanted to talk to for a very long time. We're talking with Lash Ferry, who is the Hollywood gift guru, and he's going to give us a sneak preview into the annual Everyone Wins nominee gift bags. Good morning again, Lash. How are you this morning? Are you nervous like the nominees are or what?
I am excited to be here. As you said, we have put together a pretty spectacular gift bag for the top nominees. This is actually my 17th year curating this particular gift assortment, and because we have no affiliation with the Academy, I get to choose who I give it to, and I choose to only give it to the top 25 acting and directing nominees, and they've got some pretty spectacular things coming their way. The biggest ticket item this year is a 7-day luxury small ship adventure for two from International Expeditions. They're going to be able to choose from 4 exotic destinations, places like the Amazon, the Galapagos, Iceland, or even Costa Rica and Panama. The most unique item this year is from the nation's leading phobia expert and best-selling author. Her name is Calliope Barliss, and she's going to help the nominees overcome irrational fears and anxiety in under 30 minutes, because let's face it, even Oscar nominees have their issues. And one of the biggest trends this year that was going on with the award season gifting was the influx of submissions I got from the cannabis industry. It's legal now here in California, yay. And we have Coda Signature, which is really setting the standard of excellence when it comes to edibles, topicals, and concentrates. When you see the edibles that they create, it looks like something that would come from a fine chocolate store rather than what you typically would see in a dispensary. So thrilled to be working with them.
That is not your typical gift card that you get at Macy's or Target. Nothing against Macy's or Target, but oh my goodness. Well, yeah, because you're catering. You're presenting gifts to people who pretty much can buy anything and everything. So these are very unique gifts. Oh my goodness.
Absolutely. Oh. They do have access to everything. So we never try and necessarily impress them just with the price tag. Yes, there's some really nice trips and services, and they get $30,000 worth of non-surgical treatments at an Upper East Side doctor's office in Manhattan. But most important to the nominees, I've found over the 17 years of doing this, things that excite them the most are anything they can do that helps them give back or companies that give to charity. So we always like to do that. We have Jarritos this year, the iconic Mexican soda brand, not only giving them a Yeti cooler filled with their product, but they're also going to donate an entire pallet of their product to the nominee's favorite charity. We've got PETA providing spy pens so that the nominees can discreetly and anonymously report any animal abuse going on the set that they might be working on. We have Taps for Hope. This is a beautiful program. They bring together widows from Afghanistan and the United States to create these Afghan lapis bracelets that then raise money for fallen military families. We've got Love is Stronger Than Hate, raising money for communities affected by tragedy. The list really goes on and on in terms of the ways that we are giving back and helping them give back.
And so in all total, how many gifts are on the list for the gift bags?
We give out 25 gift bags to the top 25 nominees. We always give one to the host of the show. This year they don't have a host, but I'm going to send one to Kevin Hart anyway because I think he's amazing. And then in terms of the number of items in the gift bag, there are 55 companies this year who are participating.
Now, do you, I can only imagine that you have just each year a list, probably a waiting list of companies who would like to participate in this annual event. Is that true or what?
It's true by category. We offer category exclusivity. So, for example, we have the organic hair care company doing that category. And so once they take that category, then no one else can take that category. So there is a waiting list, especially in the beauty department. That's my favorite part of any gift bag. So once a beauty category is taken, it's taken. We have a line called Institutum that I was not familiar with until one of my best friends, who's an actress, introduced me to it, and I'm now obsessed with it. It's a result-driven skincare line that helps you achieve flawless skin. We have Le Celine doing faux eyelashes. We have High Beauty, which is cannabis sativa-infused facial moisturizer. So lots of great things to help them stay looking as beautiful as possible for as long as possible.
Now, you mentioned earlier that this is your 17th year of doing this wonderful event. How did this all get started, the Everyone Wins tradition?
Well, you know what? We've been doing the Grammys. I just did my 20th Grammys, and we're the official gifting company at the Grammys, and we gift the presenters and performers. It's a pretty big number. It's over 100 people that we gift every year at that ceremony. And then when it came time to Oscars time, they were already doing their own thing at the time, and I was like, what can I do to be a part of Hollywood's biggest night that's not the official one? And I was like, you know what? I heard Bette Midler say once when she didn't win the Emmy and she performed at the show, she was like, you know what? I got dressed up. I came to the show and I walked away with nothing. And I was like, you know what? These nominees are amazing. They've given us such meaningful performances that I know touched my life and probably a lot of your listeners' lives this year. I was like, I'd love for everyone, yes, it's an honor just to be nominated, but aside from that, I wanted them to get something. So this was a tradition we started so that no matter what happens on Oscar night, everyone walks away a winner.
With these types of gifts, yes, definitely a winner, much so. Well, can you share any success stories that you've had, maybe if there were companies that were selected and it changed their whole company around as a result of being a part of the Everyone Wins campaign, or maybe some of the actors and actresses that you can share with us?
No, absolutely. I mean, so many of the actors have gone on the trips that we provided to them. Ron Howard went one year to a resort in Connecticut that I love called the Wynvian. He loved it so much, he actually hosted his son's wedding there. Last year, Viola Davis went to Hawaii to the resort that we'd given her the year before when she was nominated and won. So tons of redemptions from the celebrities themselves. And then on the client side, absolutely. We had a cellulite massage mat a couple of years ago that got so much press that they ended up selling their company to a huge international conglomerate who actually bought her out and is now distributing her worldwide. So, you know, the list goes on. And, you know, not every company wins the lottery, but what I always tell people is if you don't buy a ticket, you have no chance of winning. So it's always fun for the brands to be a part of it and to see what happens on social media, to see if celebrities are wearing their product and going on the trips that they've given them.
Now, what happens for you and your crew on Oscar night? Are you guys inside at the award show, or are you preparing and getting ready for your own parties, or what?
Gosh, thank goodness I get to sit at home with my best friends and watch it with a pizza and fast forward to the slow bits like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, that's the most fun, more relaxing, more relaxing. Well, finally, how can listeners find out more about The Lash Fairy, your company, and everything that you guys are doing with your wonderful company?
Oh, sure. Thanks for asking. They can just go to my website, which is distinctiveassets.com, and information is there. And you can check out. You can submit a product if you have one, or you know someone with a great product for next year, because we'll start working on the Monday after the Oscars on next year's nominee gift bag. So, just go to my website.
Go to your website. Okay. Any predictions? Winners, best picture, best actor, actress?
The best picture category, I have no idea what's going to happen there, but I think Glenn Close is pretty much a shoe-in, as is Rami Malek. Those are my two sure things.
Sure things. Okay, well, we're going to see, and maybe one year we will get to be a part of the gift bag collection.
I hope so.
I don't know. I would love that. I would. It's just one item. If it's nothing but a high designer cupcake, that would be fun too.
Well, that I can make happen. Yeah. I can make your dream come true there.
Okay, I'll take that one. Well, anyway, Lash Fairy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know it's a bit early, and we will tune in like everyone else February 24th to see what happens on Oscar night.
Sounds good. Enjoy the show.
Okay, thanks you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did I not tell you that those items in the gift bags, the Everyone Wins nominee gift bags, did I not tell you these are gift bags with swag or not? Can you imagine just the trips alone are just enough right there. But what I like about the items is that you can obviously tell they're so well thought out. These are not just, you know, jewelry or just because these celebrities, you know, if you have reached the Academy Award nominee level, obviously money is not an issue. You don't have to go, you know, to the dollar menu anymore. But the way that Lash and his staff have just very carefully researched and thought about and planned out, you know, just what would be unique to each individual nominee. And these are not just items that you can just look in a catalog and select. No, they're not. And I just love it. So, again, the website is Distinctive Assets, and you can just go and check out what he has been going on and just some of the many, many companies that they are affiliated with, different corporations. And I just would love to be a fly on the wall whenever they are planning out their gift bags for each year. The website is distinctiveassets.com. And again, just go check it out. And that when Oscar night is taking place, it's just something to think about. Like, wow, even if they don't get the Oscars, or an Oscar. Look at what Lash Fairy has given them already. Yeah, pretty special. Last year, do you guys remember watching Ellen and Sam Jackson? He appeared on the post-Oscar Ellen show, and he was so funny. He said, the best thing about being famous is the free stuff. And in a situation like this, with the Distinctive Assets gift bags, yes, I totally get it. Sam Jackson, I totally get what you mean by that. Well, hey, to further speak of Sam Jackson, did you guys see the recent Hollywood Reporter article that said that Samuel L. Jackson has become Hollywood's most bankable star? 120 movies he's done, box office gross, all 120 movies added together, box office gross of $13 billion. So there are some film studios and directors and executive producers out there that Sam Jackson's movies have made very, very happy, and of course himself as well. So that's pretty great, Mr. Sam Jackson. I hope to get him on the show. We're working on a whole different, you know, set of guests. We're always working on guests, always, always, all the time. But anyway, we are happy about the guests that we have on at all times. They are always a welcome doormat to our microphone here. That's why we call ourselves the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. That's what we do. So listen, we're going to be back with our second guest on Film Festival Radio. We'll be right back.
Film Festival Radio with Janice Malone will be right back after this.
Sherry Shepherd, and you're listening to Film Festival Radio with Janice Malone.
Yes, you are listening to Film Festival Radio as we continue our Academy Awards theme show. And if you'd like to drop us a line, our email address is info@filmfestivalradio.com, and we will definitely answer you back. And whatever it is that you'd like to say, maybe you want to ask us a question, or maybe you would like to suggest your favorite celebrity. Doesn't have to be just in film. If it is, it's even better. But it might be somebody from television or music or your favorite author or something, because we have a variety of celebrities on our show, as well as independent filmmakers. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So listen, check out our archives. And we interviewed a filmmaker who has a film. The title of it is Marguerite, and it is nominated for an Oscar in the live action film short category. So make sure that you go and check out that show that we ran a few days ago and listen to, we hope that that film wins as well, because it's a very good film. Has already won several awards and several film festivals. I believe it's about 70 film festivals that Marguerite, the film, is the title of it, has already won. So let's see Sunday night, will Marguerite, the film, snag an Oscar? We're going to find out and see. Okay, next guest here. What do Best Picture nominees, the following: Black Panther, A Star is Born, Roma, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Black Klansman. What do all of these films have in common? Of course, they all are nominated for Best Picture. But the answer is all of these films were made using both Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. Yeah, Dolby brings the magic to our favorite films, whether it's at the movies or whether it's state-of-the-art Dolby Cinema, or if it's Dolby on the go, or maybe you have Dolby items and products at your home. Dolby Vision, imaging, it brings just the incredible brightness, the contrast, it balances the color, and it just makes it look like it's in real time, like you're right there in the screen. That's because of Dolby Technologies, and they have been doing an outstanding job with their exquisite technology for, who knows, I don't know the exact amount of years, but they have perfected it. Maybe that's why they're having the Academy Awards at the Dolby Theater. Just maybe. Listen, let me give you some did you know. Did you know that all five films that are nominated for Academy Awards for this year, that are nominated for Sound Mixing, Sound Editing Awards, they were all presented in Dolby Atmos. Five of the eight Best Picture nominees this year used both Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. Three of the five Best Animated Film nominations used Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos again. And 2019 will be the seventh year that the Dolby Theater has been the home of the Academy Awards. How about that? How did I know this thing? Because they gave me the notes, of course. So listen, that brings you to our next guest here. His name is Mark Hughes, and he is a very talented screenwriter. He's a contributing writer at Forbes and Hollywood Insider. He's also appeared in two documentaries, including one for Showtime. And Mark is going to give us some insight on just how prevalent Dolby Technologies will be for the upcoming annual Academy Awards show Sunday night. And again, it all takes place at the beautiful Dolby Theater. And the closest we got, as I said, we passed by it the other day when we were in Los Angeles. And yeah, they are just so busy making it all happen for all of us. International audience, of course. So let's bring Mark Hughes on. We have Mark. Mark is ready. So he can give us more insight as to, because he's the Dolby expert here. We just sit home and or we just sit in the theaters and just enjoy the beauty of how Dolby does it, you know, technically speaking. But Mark knows far more than you and I know. So let's get, I'm going to pick his brain as to find out just how Dolby is really involved, even more so. So let's bring him on right now.
Okay. So Mark, you are with Dolby, and of course, the Academy Awards is just a few hours, maybe a couple of days or so and some change away for the world to be airing. It will be, of course, airing from the Dolby Theater in the heart of Hollywood. And, okay, there are a total of 20 nominees. I understand that five are for Best Picture, and that Dolby, the magic and the technology and the beauty of Dolby, it's just all over these films. So if you could just tell us a little bit about more about Dolby's role in creating the magical movie experience for some of these Oscar-nominated films.
Certainly, I'd be happy to. Well, what's interesting is 2019 is the seventh year in a row that the Oscars have been held at Dolby Theater here in Los Angeles, and that's really fitting because Dolby is helping shape modern cinema in some really important ways. And that's why you see, for example, the five of the eight Best Picture nominees use Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. And all of the sound nominees, that's five for sound editing and five for sound mixing, all use Dolby Atmos, which is just it's spectacular. If you haven't had a chance to experience that, definitely stop by a Dolby Cinema near you and check it out.
Okay, so Dolby is synonymous with just, you know, when you see the Dolby brand, you know it's quality there. Can people, you know, just regular people like me, yeah, you can't get any more regular than me. Can, you know, I know you just said that they can go and experience it at the theater and all of that, but is there a way that they can get this technology in their own home theaters themselves, or how is that done?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Besides the Dolby Cinemas that you can go and visit, and they've got the Dolby Vision and the Atmos with terrific color, amazing sound, and the 3D space around you in the room, you can also watch your favorite films and the Oscar-nominated movies in Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos on your television and on your mobile devices. On streaming, even the services like Netflix and iTunes and Amazon have these films in Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. You really get this terrific experience with the there's just really nothing like it visually. Everyone is pretty much aware that Dolby is the top of the line when it comes to sound, but this Dolby Vision with the beautiful colors and it's just the incredible imagery that you get is really unmatched. And I say that as a lover of film, and it's really important to experience these movies in the best possible way, and that's what you get when you see it with Dolby technology.
That is so amazing that you can get that quality of technology in a small handheld device. That is, that's just phenomenal.
It really is.
Yes.
Well, now, okay, you are the Dolby expert guy, who do you like to take home the Oscar for Best Picture, and why your selection?
Well, this year, all eight of these films are really terrific. And like you mentioned earlier, five of them are in Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. And so any one of these, this is a really wide open race this year. But for me, the film that I saw here at Dolby Theater at its premiere, and that blew me away and that I think is really kind of captured everyone's imagination and that I think is going to surprise and kind of find a path to victory is Black Panther. I'm going to say it now. I think Black Panther is going to win Best Picture.
Well, it was quite spectacular. I saw the film myself a couple of times, and the special effects, the visual, it was just amazing. So I think I might have to join you on that. I really do. So,
yeah, I think you're going to be right. I think come Oscar night, we're gonna be the ones in the right on that.
Well, as you know, an official expert there at Dolby, do you get to go inside to the actual award show, or have you ever done this, or what?
Yes, I go every year to the Oscars, and actually, what's particularly interesting, I don't even work for Dolby. I work as a contributing writer at Forbes. I love Dolby. It's amazing. And the first time I experienced the film at a Dolby cinema and saw what Dolby Vision did and how immersive it was, and then the sound, I mean, you're ducking your head when you hear these things flying right over your head, and I fell in love with it. And that's why I'm doing this, talking to you here today, is because I am such a fan of Dolby. So I don't even work for Dolby. I just love them so much that I was eager to have the opportunity to talk to you about it.
Well, they are just loving you, I'm sure, at Dolby. And you must have the coolest job. In addition to writing for Forbes, now you're hooked up with Dolby. I mean, we need your job, I think.
I love what I do, and I do what I love, for sure.
And that's the way it really should be. So one last question here. Any predictions on best actor, best actress?
Sure. I think Glenn Close is probably going to take the win for The Wife. And I'm guessing that we're going to possibly see an upset in, not a big upset, but in for best actor. I think Christian Bale for Vice might actually take that.
Well, he did such an amazing job. I didn't even recognize that that was Christian Bale. When I first saw the movie, I didn't even know that was him. Oh, my goodness.
I know. He just really loses himself in the role. He's phenomenal.
Yeah. He really does. He does. Well, anyway, Mark, I am just thrilled again to chat with you. You've got a real fan of Dolby, everything that's Dolby. I bet your house is all Dolby'd out. It is. I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. So we're going to see on Sunday night, both you and I, if our predictions are correct, with Black Panther winning Best Picture. So maybe we could split a box of popcorn, a bucket of popcorn over that one day.
That sounds good. I appreciate talking to you.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll be tuning in on Sunday night.
All right. Take care,
okay.
And enjoy the Oscars.
Yes, I will. Every year, I always do. And you do the same now.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's find out if Mark and I are correct in our Oscar predictions. It's just a few hours away. Are we correct? Well, we're going to find out. By Monday, of course, the whole world will know if we are right or not. And yes, I'll meet Mark on the corner of Hollywood and Vine or wherever, the Man's Chinese Theater, and we can just go and maybe split a box of popcorn over who's won and who did not win. We'll just have a lot of fun with it. But yes, Mark Hughes, very talented writer, and he's a Dolby expert. I just had no idea that, but you know, when you're watching a movie, you know, we see familiar names, Dolby, what else? You know, just different Panavision? Yes, that's one name that you see. You just see these different brands a lot, but you can just take it for granted. It's like, okay, I wonder what is this all about? I see this almost in every movie, Dolby this and Dolby that. And so someone like Mark Hughes, who is an official Dolby expert, knows all about it. And he is, you know, just give us a little insight as to how Dolby's brand and expert technology is all over these movies that are nominated for Academy Awards for not only this year, but almost every year. So that's what it's all about, knowing what you do, knowing about what you do. And that brings us to a close for this particular show. We want to thank Lash Berry. Oh my God, Lash Berry and his staff about their wonderful Everyone Wins nominee gift bags. Of course, Lash's company, Distinctive Assets, are the creators of these gift bags. And, you know, maybe for those of you out there, if you have aspirations, maybe you are an aspiring actor or actress, this gives you something to shoot for, not only the Academy Award, but Lash's company can give you this wonderful gift bag for next year or the following year whenever you get your Oscar nominee. Even if you don't win, Lash has a gift bag for you. Gift bag with swag. Yes, it does. And, of course, we want to thank Mark Hughes, a writer who is an official Dolby technology expert. He hangs with that company. He knows so much about what they do, all their various products under the Dolby name. So thank you, both of our guests. And that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio. We're going to be tuning in Sunday night, just like the rest of the world, to see who wins, who loses, and just who's going to go home with those. Well, they actually already got their gift bags, so we can't see that one. We already know they got their gift bags. But we'll find out who's going to win those Oscars. So that's going to do it for this edition of the show. And we will see you guys on our next Film Festival Radio show. Who are our guests? Well, you know what? You just have to tune in and just find out and see. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you guys on next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.